Begin the Kara Daven Sedlis Bachim Daven Mem Vav. We begin on the basic and Tesmach. We begin the Gemara. So it says three times Karas by the Tumah by Shlamim. So the first two Achas LaKlal, one telling you Klal, Achas LaPrat. So generally that you call that Klal Prat, but Tesh says Lav Klal Prat Mamish. It's not Aim Bchalal Mashav Prat. And the reason for that is the Merchakim is Mezehin. They're very far from each other, so you can't say it's Klal and Prat. Ella rather, it's actually a different limud. Like Rashi says, Dovashoy Bchalal, something that was in the category. V'yatsim Na Klal LaLamid. It's coming to teach you ala kol kula yatsa kedushin ala beperkam libam as davzayin men alav umabin kol kochim mizbeach, and that's how we know to include all kochim mizbeach. It's from this prat that comes to clarify umatin the kochim betigabayis, and we're excluding kochim betigabayis, like Rashi says. So if you can say kochim betigabayis nami, wait a second. Also kochim betigabayis typically mivayikrav. You know from yikrav the dushin we already said bekosh legarv, which excludes a kochim betigabayis. Why do we need to learn this out from the meat of this prat? It has to be something that's royally carved, which is not by Bedek Abayis. You can say, yes, Davimina, I would have said, Kiba Inan Kashli carved, when do you need it to be ready to be sacrificed? And it's like a limitation by Kachem Mizbeach, but by Kachem Mizbeach, it doesn't have that, then it would have it, and it would not be excluded. So therefore, you need to learn that from this prat. And then it's a time you can say, Hodam, Kamitz Rabbadistik, Moses, Nachan of Chav, Heim, Abayis, called Toy Yechabas, it says in the Pasik, all that are pure shall eat the meat. Which teaches Hanitla Taharim Chayim Nolav Mishum to Mechulu. It's like it's comparing, contrasting. What the Tar one could eat is what the Tomei one is going to be liable on. Lamute Basla of Nezrika, that excludes meat before the Zrika, which even the Tar cannot eat it, so then you're not Chayim for Tumah for eating it there. So it says, wait, typically me Yikrab, learn from Yikrab, the Dashin Le'el, we should be Kashli Karb. It's only when it's ready to be sacrificed. Okay, so Yeshla Matir, Mish Yikrab, Matir Mechulu. And here you didn't have Karb Matir, so why do you need to learn it out from a different source of Kotal Yechel Basa? You need to have both psukim. Why? Because Rechmana called Tar, I had only the pasuk over there, Menachas, Vlekas of Yikrav. So I mean, I would have said, okay, the Koid Mizrika, before the blood is sprayed, Chashib Nitil Tar. It is considered permitted for the Tar, because given the Yechel Izrik, like a Tchila, you could initially just go out and do the Zrika. So Vlavim Matin, El Tamil of Nezrika. I would have only excluded someone who's Tami before the blood is sprayed, Lon, Vyaitse, or all those types of categories, but someone who's Tar, I would have not excluded. But moreover, itzrach yikrav, you need yikrav, la'in la'matirin, for things that don't have permitted, mishikadosh b'klif, when it's already sanctified in the vessel. Because rachmana yikrav le'kos of kaltar, and had it written only yikrav and not kaltar, I mean, I would have said, afeil le'begulim v'neitzaris. Even pickle of things that are left over, that, okay, ultimately, it was karv matirav, and that's why you need kaltar, to say, no, a Torah person can't eat it, so you're not chayef for tumah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't have said mizavech hashlam and miyut that it's excluded from mizavech hashlam. Ilav kardin nitzal tarim, but not for the pasuk nitzal tarim, like we're saying, which it's, someone who's tar cannot eat it, so there's no chiyah for tumah. Next says, "Mat begin the words of Gemara, but tumas aguf. Oh, but tumas aguf. Do I call any like? Everyone agrees. No, you're not going to get lashes. So it says, "Tumim can say what? But I mean, didn't we say previously shalosh kriyos b'shlamim? There's three karas of mentioning of tumah by shlam lechadle dvarim she'en lechalim. One's for those things that are not eaten lechal apachas tevshel drabichin. So even if you can say that's not according to everyone, but at least resolve according to drabichin. The domain that he says kamachleik b'zu kachem lachleik is b'zu that we see clearly that there is malchus. But moreover, Tanya b'milu b'milu that yodam abeis gabalav amanav gabalavayna. Regarding frankincense, that we see that there is a chiyuv, even though it's not edible. Sometimes you could say, "Yes, the davka malchus kamar." No, specifically regarding lashes, the ain't a loike that you're doing the lashes. Lois rabu in cars, because when we say it's included, it's some levina. That's regarding cars. But since it's milu mashmach, it doesn't sound like this. When the comment from the fact that Gemara says later on, given the Korean baby habasar sheyiga, Korean baby to master love mashmadari namal in cars. That's what we're comparing it to. Sounds like it's not just regarding malchus. That it sounds like it's regarding cars, and therefore Tzitzis finds this difficult. Sounds like that according to those who are chaylik, they don't dash on this pasuk regarding Eitzim Levayin. If that's the case, comes out that you don't even have cars. It says not even the word Gemara Machlik is betumas basa. So Tzitzis points out hach pluk to the hacha. The Machlik is over here bein l'shtekam bein l'shabasa leitshaych lepluk to rebeich l'mishlakish. It doesn't really apply to Machalik B'yat L'Shalik, the Tamash Alcha Basar Kaidish of Nezrika, for someone that's Tamar to eat Basar Kaidish before the blood is sprayed in Perkal Absun, previously in the Lamdalam and Alva. Bain La Baya, Bain La Rava, the Hasam, Yesh Liashab, you have to resolve it. And so Tais is that the Kalam Avon, which what Tais is pointing out is that you have to explain that for all these Shitas, that Abai explains over there that Thomas Basar, according to everyone, is Leica. And And what Tais is trying to point out is, at least, is that according to Rava previously, Tumas Basar, according to everyone, you don't get Malkus on Basar Kachma before the Zrika. That's not like the Chama over here, based on the two versions of the Gemara, that you get lashes also on when they have their own Tumas Basar Levina. According to Abai, that says, Machalik is Birith Mishlakish, is only Tumas Agov, but Tumas Basar, according to everyone, you get lashes from the Reba of Basar, comes out that at least the words of Rabbi Yechanan, that you don't get Malkus on the Chiz Basar Kachma from the Zrika, but Tumas Agov, is only like the Lishner Shine in the Gemara over here. According to the Amarim, they explain, Machalik from Rabbi Shimon is only going to Tumas Basar, but Tumas Agov, according to everyone, you don't get lashes. So what Tais is trying to say is that you to resolve the words of Abai and Rava, according to the two Lishnas over here, based on what is explained by the end of Sugit, the differential between Basar Kachma of Nezrika to Eitzim Levayna. Because Eitzim Levayna were already sanctified in the vessel. So they're like already Karvukum Matirv, and therefore you get lashed on them, which is not the case with Basar Kachma before Zrika, and that's what Tais is pointing out.